Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have leaked information from eyewitnesses in Israel that indicate that some of those that participated in the brutal attacks on October 7th were, now brace yourselves, children. Yes, some as young as 10 years old. We have a special report on the rising crime waves sweeping America and how they are impacting businesses, schools, and communities. And U.S. banks are reporting their customers to police at alarming rates. We'll tell you why. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Leading off tonight, there's a new report out of Israel that indicates that some of the Hamas atrocities committed on October 7th, the worst atrocities, by the way, carried out against Israel and the Jews since the Holocaust. But some of them were reportedly carried out by children, possibly as young as 10 years old. An investigation by the Washington Free Beacon cited Aaron Smolowski, a 28-year-old potato farmer who reported watching Gaza children going from house to house, laughing as Hamas killed people. Quote, they were like young kids, end quote. That's what he claims. He had defended his home from terrorists for more than 6 hours that day. Quote, they were going in front of the terrorists, laughing with their friends and looking very calm. I remember thinking, what the blank? End quote. The Free Beacon reported that he was one of the survivors of the Nir Oz massacre who reported witnessing boys or women, quote, from the Gaza Strip, end quote, who were looting the kibbutz that day. The youngest children were around 10 years old, according to several of the survivors, one of whom provided photographs of some of the women and children that he saw. Again, this was reported by the Free Beacon. The report said evidence of that exists in the public domain, as an online video of a 12-year-old Israeli boy's abduction, quote, appears to show a Gazan boy of about the same age accompanying the kidnappers, end quote. It already had been reported that ordinary residents of Gaza, quote, joined in Hamas's bloody rampage across southern Israeli communities, end quote. The reason? Well, it isn't complicated, said Michael Milshine. He is the head of Palestinian Studies Forum in Tel Aviv. Quote, Hamas directed the education system, the media, and the religious institutions to brainwash children who make up half of Gaza's 2.2 million person population. Israelis got their first up close look at this Palestinian Gen Z on October 7th, end quote. The report cited other evidence. Ayel Barad, who hid in a safe room during the attack, and he had a camera set up outside his home and recorded not just Hamas commandos with automatic weapons, but also ordinary men and women, and at least a dozen children, ages 10 to 15. Amos Bazir, a 52-year-old farm worker, was hiding in his safe room when he heard gunmen push two young boys through a window. They then opened the front door for the terrorist. Quote, they were not older than 10, end quote. That's what he said. Economist and author Martin Armstrong reports that crime in America is completely out of control and killing the brick-and-mortar stores. Since looting is legal in Soros-backed blue cities, countless stores and businesses, well, they're fleeing. This is also occurring with the most basic stores, such as pharmacies and grocery stores. Countless stores, well, they've begun locking up their inventory. And shoppers, they must flag down an associate to purchase even low-level cost items. They do not even do this in third world countries, as the issue here is psychological. Crime will be the end of brick-and-mortar stores. One pharmacy in Washington, D.C. has resorted to arranging pictures of products on their shelves. One social media user showed that even the toilet paper is missing from the shelves and replaced with a framed picture of the product. The workers at these locations, well, they obviously cannot personally shop for each customer, and people are refraining from in-person shopping in general. Around 70% of the U.S. population shops online, spending an average of $3,428 per year. This figure will likely rise, as it is simply not possible to shop in physical stores amid this intense crime wave. Online shopping in the U.S. has increased by 16.2% since 2020, and global online sales are expected to reach $7 trillion in 2024. In Asia, the shift toward online shopping is due to convenience. It is simply faster and more time efficient for many to shop online. In the U.S., however, Armstrong says the trend toward online shopping is being fueled by crime. Armstrong writes, quote, "But brick and mortar stores have served a purpose in our society. If I buy a new suit, I want to feel the material and try the clothing on. I do not want to return and reorder items, as that eliminates the convenience factor. The troubling thing here is that Americans living in high-crime cities no longer have access to the basic necessities," end quote. Armstrong predicts that we will see a surge of government-run stores that are guarded and managed by the public sector. Quote, "The globalist will have an easier time turning American cities into 15-minute cities, since the city government will already have control over the food supply, and those receiving government aid will be required to shop there," end quote. A mob of 40 people looted a FedEx truck while it was stopped at a red light in Memphis, Tennessee. This happened around 8:30 p.m. last Saturday night when a 53-foot trailer was ransacked while it sat in traffic at the intersection of Riverport Road and West Mallory Avenue. After the driver reported the theft, the Memphis police arrived and saw vehicles speeding away recklessly, along with a number of boxes thrown across the road. The truck driver told the police that cars blocked the intersection just before a group of men broke open the sealed back door and looted the trailer. This is the type of lawlessness that Martin Armstrong was talking about. There is no more living safely and quietly in America. Three men have since been detained after the group caused nearly $10,000 in damage and stole numerous items such as speakers and cable boxes. And we're still not done, folks. There's even more to report, this time from Northeast Philadelphia. ABC 6 reports that police are investigating after someone broke into a trailer containing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of dimes. You heard that right, dimes, lots of dimes. The discovery was made around 6 a.m. Thursday in a Walmart parking lot on the 4300 block of Byberry Road. Police on the scene say an estimated 2 million dimes worth $200,000 were stolen. That's an increase from an earlier estimate of 1 million dimes. The total of $750,000 worth of dimes were in the truck. That's what police said. Dimes were found scattered from the Walmart parking lot. Action News has learned the truck, well, it had a driver who picked up the dimes from the Philadelphia Mint on Wednesday, but then went home to get some sleep before a long drive to Florida. Quote, "This is common practice, to pick up a load going to Florida and go home for the night, get to sleep, and get on the road in the morning," end quote. So said Captain Jack Ryan of Northeast Detectives. The truck driver parked the big rig in the Walmart parking lot. When he came back Thursday morning, he found the trailer door was open. Quote, "They were trying to cross-load the dimes into other things. There are dimes all over the parking lot," end quote. So said Ryan. "There are cameras in the parking lot, and investigators are working on a suspect description." One bystander, Jasmine Waters, wondered what the thieves will do with all of those coins. She told ABC6, quote, "I feel like if they try to go to the bank and cash it, they're going to get caught. They'll be like, well, where did you get all these dimes from?" End quote. So there you have it. Electronics pilfered from a FedEx truck in Memphis. A load of meat stolen from a truck in South Philadelphia. And 10,000 pounds of freshly minted U.S. coins stolen from a truck in Northeast Philadelphia. Just a normal day in America, apparently. And don't think for a moment that the recent murder of a 17-year-old high school student by a mob of his fellow teenagers isn't also a symptom of this wave of lawlessness sweeping America. A 17-year-old high school student named Jonathan Lewis was murdered a couple of weeks ago by a large group of high school students in Las Vegas. The fatal beating started over some stolen items. Lewis, he was reportedly standing up for a smaller friend who'd been robbed. The entire beating was captured on video. This week, on Wednesday, November 16th, police announced that 8 people who were part of the mob attack have been identified, arrested, and are now facing murder charges. All 8 suspects are between the ages of 13 and 17. That's according to officials. Police suggested there were more arrests to come in this case, soon as the remaining 2 individuals seen in the video are identified. The beating, it took place near Rancho High School. And family members told police that Lewis was brain dead November 7th at a hospital and that they had made plans that day to donate his organs. That's according to Homicide Lieutenant Jason Johansson. At least 2 other people believed to have been involved in the attack have not been identified. And the police department Tuesday night planned to circulate video of the pair with the hope someone would recognize them and come forward. That's again what Johansson said. Johansson said the fight was over stolen headphones and possibly a stolen marijuana vape pen that belonged to either Lewis or his friend. The friend had agreed to a fight in the alley after school. That's what he said. But as the parties squared off, Lewis apparently stepped in to defend his friend, and he was attacked. It's still not clear if all of the teens will be tried as adults, but at least 4 of them will be. Frontline News reports that U.S. banks are reporting their customers to authorities as, quote, suspicious, end quote, and this is happening at an alarming rate. And that's citing a new report from the New York Times. In 2022, banks filled out 1.8 million suspicious activity reports, or SARs, and they are on track this year to again reach nearly 2 million. That's a 50% increase from 2021. SARs, well, they're submitted to the Financial Crime Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, which then distributes the data among government and law enforcement authorities. Banks submit SARs for a number of reasons, such as high transaction amounts or wire transactions from high-risk countries. That's again according to Frontline News. Often the concern is about the source of funds or a, quote, transaction with no apparent economic business or lawful purpose, end quote. Other transactions that can trigger a SAR include large cash withdrawals. Since the federal government requires customers to complete a form if they want to withdraw $10,000 or more in cash, banks report customers as suspicious if they withdraw just under that amount. Frontline reported again, citing the New York Times, quote, "But most of the time, customers are not identified that a SAR was filed against them. Often they simply receive a notice that their account is being closed, even if they contact the bank to find out why. Representatives will not disclose that a SAR has been filed, as banks are not legally required to reveal that information. This has led to an increased number of families and small businesses unable to pay rent, make payroll, or pay vendors," end quote. The New York Times failed to mention that another reason banks close accounts is because they disapprove of their customers' political views. In May, 19 Republican attorney generals sent a letter to J.P. Morgan Chase demanding the institution stop discriminating against, quote, "conservatives and religious groups, end quote, by, quote, debanking their accounts. The AGs cited an incident from May of 2022 when Chase abruptly closed the account belonging to the National Committee for Religious Freedom. That's a nonprofit that is aimed at safeguarding freedom for all religions. No transactions had raised any red flags. The NCRF, well, they made some calls, and they discovered the decision had come from the corporate office and that a note in their file forbade staff from providing any clarity as to why their account was closed. Chase eventually told NCRF that it would restore the organization's account, but only if it divulged its donors, the political candidates it planned to support, and other unnecessary information. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let me remind you, we're brought to you by you. If you appreciate this broadcast, we appreciate your support. WVWFoundation.com is how you can do that. WVWFoundation.com. They really are our largest sponsor. The foundation exists to push out programming as a public ministry and a public service of education to people all over the world, to help them understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, and to know how God would have us to think and respond to these issues. If you appreciate that mission, which helps us push out programs like this one, Worldview Report, Worldview Report Sunday, Brandon House Live, Worldview Weekend Hour, my Sunday night Bible study that I've been teaching since 2015, we also have Worldview Radio, which we turn into a TV show, 1 to 2 Central Time, Monday through Friday. If you appreciate that, along with all the other shows we produce at worldviewtube.com, which includes carrying the show of Dr. Andy Woods, Dr. Rob Lindstedt, Ivan Raiklin, Trevor Loudon, and so many more. If you appreciate all that, we appreciate your support so we can continue to provide this public service and ministry broadcast outlet, worldviewtube.com, brought to you in part by WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there. Please don't forget about our 30th anniversary celebration taking place on the weekend of December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. We'll have live programming all weekend in studio Leo Holman and Annie Cyrus, among others, as we celebrate 30 years. Our 30-year anniversary was in February of this year, and so now we've set aside 2 days to celebrate that 30-year mark. So I hope you'll join us. Lots and lots of special guests and special presentations, including first-time viewing of some of the keynote presentations from our Ozarks Worldview Weekend a few weeks ago with General Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, and others. You can watch it all at worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com, December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com. There'll also be a share-a-thon for our foundation as we get ready for our first quarter budgets for 2024. So please consider an end-of-the-year contribution, if not signing up for a regular contribution at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. Religiously motivated crimes against Christians in Europe jumped by 44% in just 1 year. That's according to a new report by a group that monitors Christian persecution globally. On Thursday of this week, the Observatory on intolerance and discrimination against Christians in Europe, also known as OIDAC Europe, released its annual report for 2022 and 2023, which documents a sharp rise in violent incidents and social hostility against Christians, as well as in vandalism and arson attacks on churches. The report also underscores legal developments in several European countries that infringe upon the religious freedom of Christians, including hate speech legislation, under which some Christians have been prosecuted for voicing, well, mainstream Christian beliefs in the public square. It also notes the elimination of freedom of conscience clauses and legislation that's needed to guarantee parents have the right to educate their children in conformity with their own values and beliefs. Breitbart News put the report into perspective, calculating that attacks against Christians and their churches have risen 285% since 2008. In 2022, OIDAC Europe documented 748 anti-Christian hate crimes in 30 countries, ranging from arson attacks, graffiti, desecrations, and thefts, all the way to physical attacks, including also insults and threats. The figure is, well, evidently low, according to observers, because of the notorious underreporting of such crimes. From 2021 and 2022, anti-Christian hate crimes increased by 44%, from 519 to 748, including arson attacks, which rose from 60 to 105. There's also been an increasing trend in crimes carried out by members of certain ideological or political or religious groups that follow anti-Christian narratives. That's what the report found. And that would include attacks carried out against Christians by Muslims. Breitbart reports that in Sweden earlier this year, a man was beaten half to death while defending his church against an arson attack. One commenter on X responded by stating, quote, "The book of Revelation is coming to life. Jesus is coming soon," end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. We have a follow-up report on the so-called AI Jesus that we initially reported on a few months ago. To those who share and believe the message presented in a video, the new AI Jesus promises great blessings and prosperity in the person's life, quote, within a few hours, end quote. If not, the fake Jesus warns the viewer, quote, "If you reject, remember what he said. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before the Father," end quote. So the AI Jesus quotes the Bible to defend his status as somehow legitimate. Let's see now. Who else do we know that did that? Well, if you answered Satan, that would be correct. And then there's another Jesus AI that has been gaining a lot of popularity on TikTok, and it's called Believer Daily, and it has over 800,000 followers and 9.2 million likes. Now, this AI Jesus tells the viewers that if they believe in God, then they need to share the video with others and type, "I believe." The video starts by saying that if the viewer skips the video, they don't have God in their life. And for those who do share it and the "I believe" message, the AI Jesus promises great blessings and prosperity in their personal life. And again, the promise is this will happen, quote, within a few hours, end quote. Watch this.
If you skip this video, it's because this person is not part of your life. This person is here in my house. If it were up to me, I would never let them leave. But they told me that they need to go, so I pointed the way to your house, as I know that you will receive them with all the love in the world. His name is Jesus Christ. Now say very quietly, "Come in, Lord, I need you so much. Cleanse my heart, Lord, with your blood, protect my family." If you believe in God, send this video to all your friends and family. If you reject, remember what he said. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before the Father. Within a few hours, you will receive great news of blessings. May God protect you and protect your entire family. I've done my part. Now it's your turn. If you believe, type I believe and take hold. Thank you very much and God bless you.
So as you can see and as you can imagine, this could be very dangerous, even devastating to someone's belief system, especially a child or a teenager who was raised with an iPhone or other device in their hand. Social media, well, it has always been suspect, but with artificial intelligence, it is truly becoming the devil's playground. If I could give advice to any young person who may be watching, I would say this: run from it. Run from it. And what really concerns me also is the artificial intelligence Ouija boards that are claiming to allow people to talk to dead relatives. It is only a matter of time, I believe, before real demonic entities take on the role of artificial intelligence, and young people will believe they're talking to some computerized artificial intelligence device. But in reality, they may find themselves actually talking and communicating with a demon. And of course, the Bible strictly forbids this. We are entering a time of evil that's beyond what most of us can even comprehend. And yet, that's what the Bible says happens when God gives over a nation, a people, or the world. They find new ways to invent evil. Romans 1 specifically speaks to this. Let's be on alert. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You can do that the following ways. One is by going to twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon, and get your own emergency medical kit from the Wellness Company. This comes with crucial drugs, prescription drugs, like ivermectin, amoxicillin, and other antibiotics. And as I've told you guys many times, I ordered 4 of these, and we have them, and this is one of the 4, we have them so that if something happens with just-in-time inventory or our electric power grid or the banking system, we have some prescription drugs on hand to treat, you know, minor infections that without these drugs could get out of hand and become something very, very serious quickly. So again, I trust you might want to do the same. twc.health/Brannon to order, and then check your email because you're going to get an email where you have to fill out some paperwork because this is a legal prescription from a medical doctor. twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. You can also support us by going to mypillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. A lot of Christmas specials over there right now. And these things do make great Christmas gifts. But please use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit, everybody wins. Another way, of course, is WVWTVstore.com. We have emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies of all kinds. And by the way, a lot of our emergency supplies make great gifts for that person in your life that likes to hunt. If you have a family member or friend that likes to hunt, then you're going to really appreciate some of the items we have available at WVWTVstore.com. If you have a family member or friend that likes to camp and go camping, you're going to find a lot of things that they would appreciate getting and receiving as a gift on Christmas morning. You'll find all those items there at WVWTVstore.com. Too many to name. You'll just have to check out the website, WVWTVstore.com. You can also use the phone number, 901-468-9357. And then finally, again, of course, WVWFoundation.com. We're looking for more regular monthly contributors to help us have the budgets we need to go and grow. And indeed, there is an awful lot of things to talk about, and we are willing to produce more programming and push out more programs and have more hosts and specials and documentaries. Documentaries, we got to get back to that. But again, that all takes budgets to push out free documentaries like Brainwashed America and so many of my other documentaries that I've just pushed out for free. So again, your support makes so many of these things possible. WVWFoundation.com. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.